This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Stick of dynamite that just exploded. They are coming up. We look forward to covering George Floyd and the lie of black people being the ones shot by police the most. The insanity of defunding the police. AOC says the world without police will be like the suburbs. What the hell does that mean? So that's all coming up. And we've got a lot of other news we're going to be hitting as well. But I wanted to play the niece of the president, who already got paid out a bunch of money and signed a contract in her family not to make stuff up if she got those millions of dollars. That's a contract. Every family's got these deadbeats in them. And now she comes out and she says, Donald Trump says the N-word all the time. And folks, I checked into Donald Trump. I know people that have stayed at his house 10, 15 times. I know people that know him well. Donald Trump has never said anything racist about black people or Jews. And my God, his son-in-law is an Orthodox Jew. He's pro-Israel. But we have the Democrats and Soros being an actual Nazi collaborator that rounded up Jews. This is sick. You've got Black Lives Matter running around, you know, getting into all this race-baiting crap. It's incredible. So here is the niece, who's already been paid millions and millions of dollars, out saying that Trump's this big racist. Mary Trump, with no proof, is saying this. Here it is.
I have to press you on it a little bit. Just to ask if the president, if your uncle was an exception to that in your family, or if you ever heard him express either use anti-Semitic slurs or the N-word or other racist slurs or other sentiments like that, do you mean this was an ambient thing in your family, but you can't say that you ever heard it from him, or did you hear it from him too?
Oh yeah, of course I did. And I don't think that should surprise anybody, given how virulently racist he is today.
Have you heard the president use the N-word?
Yeah.
And anti-Semitic slurs specifically?
Yes.
Donald Trump is all about being in control. Trump doesn't say something in his sleep he doesn't want to say. This is crap, ladies and gentlemen. But let's hear what Joe Biden actually has to say on record. Here it is.
In a confidential portions of your staff memo, they brought to your attention the allegation that important legislators in defeating the Nunes plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Why are they putting up a totally senile person, clearly who has dementia? Because he's a placeholder for another candidate. And we better start having a discussion about the shenanigans they're going to pull at the DNC and the RNC and the fact that they already did this COVID shutdown and they already did all this other crazy stuff that's happened, Russiagate, Ukrainegate. Man, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, Trump's winning. They got their establishment polls that are fake where he's losing. They got internal polls where he's barely winning. I think those are accurate. But you better believe that inaction against these people, green lights, whatever the new big craziness is, they're going to pull. And so that's where I stand. Now, we've got guys that I've loved for years, but they're one of the hottest things on the internet right now. The Hodge twins are going to join us. And they were really polite last time and let me babble and talk. I want to let them really roll with it and get into their view about what's happening. and what they think we should do straight ahead. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching the Hodge twins for years, but let me tell you, they are as hot as Joe Rogan right now on YouTube. 5 million views, 2 million views, 1 million views, everything they do. And I just appreciate them having the courage to come on this show that has really been a block by the establishment. But I just love watching what they do, and I know my kids love watching it as well. And I was thinking, man, I want to try to get them back on, but instead of me sitting there asking the questions, let them ask the questions and kind of have the floor here long form. So I've seen some of the pieces they've done that have been longer. They make some really great points I never even really thought of. So they're here with us to cover the waterfront today. So many different subjects, so many different fronts. But first off, gentlemen, people really like you guys. People love you. Talk about you and your family, your awakening, where you come from, who you are. That's not something you do a lot on your own show. But I know I'm kind of springing that on you, but I mean, who are you guys? People can find out about what you do at the Hodge Twins, YouTube, Conservative Twins, Instagram, official Hodge Twins, Twitter, Hodge Twins. But I mean, tell folks who you are, because you're Americans.
Man, that's the main thing we want to point out to everybody. I don't like that term African-American.
Yeah.
We're Americans. What does my ancestor has to do with anything? You don't have white people talking about they Irish European Americans. They just call themselves American. The reason why we call ourselves African Americans, why the left wants you to call you that, term yourselves that, is so they can divide us.
Yeah.
They want black people to feel they're less than American than anybody else.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern the left has. If everybody can wake up one morning and just look at themselves as just being American, then we all can see ourselves as the same. And that's the message we're trying to preach on our Facebook, our YouTube, our Instagram. Is we need to stop focusing so much on our differences and what we look like or what we like or like or what we like to do. We just need to sit down and find some commonality that we all can agree on. And we pretty much, 99% of us, we like the same thing. But the left and mainstream media like to focus on our differences.
Yeah.
To divide us. Well, that's what John Wayne said word for word, and they say he's bad.
Yeah. The man says one thing wrong, and they want to throw everything out that he's done. The cancel culture is just ruining everything.
Yeah, and when he said those words, those were decades ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different world then.
Yeah.
I mean, if the left can just take their own logic and look at themselves in the mirror, half the things they say they should throw out.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton said black men were super predators. What happens to her?
Nothing. She gets a pass.
Yeah.
But Trump comes out and say a couple real things, and then they try to mark him as a racist.
Yeah.
Like, he was just on a CBS News getting interviewed by a reporter.
Yeah, she asked a question that was based on a false assumption.
Yeah.
Why is black people still being killed in America? That's because she doesn't want the truth. She has an agenda.
Yeah.
That people of all races are dying at the hands of police officers.
And Trump made a very statistical, a great fact. A statistical fact.
Yeah.
Based on math, based on science. He said more white people being shot and killed by cops than blacks.
Yeah, but see, that's
they don't want the public to know that.
Yeah.
Because if the public knows that, their narrative that they're pushing, that black people are being hunted down in America, it falls apart.
Yeah.
I know you guys want to get into the statistics, and we'll do that. A lot of professors are being fired that show these statistics. But since you bring it up, we've got an internet clip of this. It's a little bit choppy, but here's a clip of Trump laying out facts and the CBS reporter acting like he's got three heads. Here it is.
Let's talk about George Floyd. You said George Floyd's death was a terrible thing.
Terrible.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
And the media spun it like he cares about the white people. No, he's saying there's some bad cops. Things go wrong. The world's not perfect. Guys, give people the real numbers.
Yeah. Like the Washington Post posted this horrific study. It was so flawed, even somebody of my rudimentary experience in statistics notice that was flawed.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's what the Washington Post hopes for.
Yeah.
Literally half the population in this country don't know rudimentary statistics.
Yeah.
I mean, the studies, they're trying to say black people being killed at a higher rate than black folks. Yeah, but the study takes in the white folks. I mean, survey is saying black people are getting killed at a higher rate than white.
Yes.
Yeah, that study, they take into account the entire population. Okay, if you want to figure out what's going on, if black people are being killed at a high rate, you need to take into account only police interactions. Who cares about the lady that's sitting in the old folks home or my wife who's never been stopped by the cops? Yeah, you need to look at police interactions, and then you'll be able to determine if black people are being killed at a high rate. But even then, was the black people walking down the street just flying a kite, sucking on a lollipop? Or they put themselves in a dangerous position, putting the cop's life at risk.
Yeah.
Even after this study, if you just take relevant facts, relevant data, and throw away the data that doesn't mean anything, if you find black people are being killed at a high rate, then you need to look at the individual cases where black men has lost their lives.
Yeah.
And then even at that, there's got to be a reason.
Yeah.
Just to say black people are being hunted down just because of the color of the skin. No, there's more reasons why they're being shot at a high rate. More often than times, if you look at the faces of Black Lives Matter or the people they like to hold up when they say Black Lives Matter, majority of these cases have the same denominator. They're being violent. They're resisting arrest. They're attacking police officers. They're trying to grab their gun. They took their taser.
Yeah,
the police have the right to defend themselves. They have lives. They have families, too. But that's why they say Black Lives Matter, because only Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's the agenda.
Yeah, they don't. If you say all lives matter, all of a sudden they're trying to paint you as a racist. Everybody on the left has lost common sense. Mainstream media, they've taken the most simplest things and they're twisting it, and people on the left do not realize what they're doing because they've been fed these lies over the last 30 years.
Hey, I want to say something else, Alex. This information that they're giving to black people, they're actually creating racist black people.
Mm-hmm. I've never in my life seen so many white people getting attacked by black people just for the simple fact that they're white. I mean, I don't see this happening to black people in this country.
Yeah.
I've seen a white lady at a protest say all lives matter, and a black person shoots and kills her. She had a six-month-old infant. And they didn't say that was a hate crime. I mean, what country are we living in?
Yeah, it's like a double standard. Everything that there's been preached on mainstream media is all these double standards. And we're starting to see the effects of these double standards. You're giving certain people these rights, but these people in this demographic can't say certain things based on our history.
Yeah.
If we're going to ever get rid of racism in this country, we're going to have to deal with all the double standards.
Yeah.
If a black man can say black power, why can't a white man say white power? You never hear a white man saying it because it doesn't sound right.
Well, let's expand on that. What do you think the Democrats in the deep state are trying to do? Because they've got Cannon and they've got Charlemagne the God out literally saying white people are inherently bad, and they've got the biggest huge shows and they're attacking Jews and all this stuff, and it's the left funding all of this. Like, Black Lives Matter openly wants to end the nuclear family. This is villainous stuff. Who's behind these people?
Man, all the Democrats want, they don't have ideas to take this country forward,
yeah,
to progress this nation. They just want power. So what the way they go about getting the power, yeah, is putting this in little groups. It's called divide and conquer.
Yeah.
A lot of black people don't do their research, and it's been easy. That's why blacks over the last decades, they at a 90% clip, they vote Democrat. As soon as they hear racist, that's all they need to hear. They don't need to think. But Hollywood is their biggest ally.
Yes.
Especially black celebrities. They are the Democrats' allies.
Yeah.
Black people blindly follow these people all the time just based on what they sold in music.
Yeah.
What kind of show they do because they can rap or they're a comedian. Yeah. They actually listen to these people like they're very important. These people know nothing about politics.
Yeah.
Half the time when I hear these people speak, I think they're actually auditioning for their next movie role.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Gentlemen, let's come back and talk about the insanity of AOC. I know you've been on her. And what it would be like if there were no police or local government. We'll talk about that with these two great gentlemen, the Hodge twins, straight ahead. We'll tell you about their places you can visit their sites when we come back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Hodge Twins are our guests. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You can follow them on Instagram at Official Hodge Twins, Twitter Hodge Twins. And look, here's the deal. I look at LeBron James. He's a great athlete. He's a good-looking guy. I'd love to be able to take my son to one of his games when he plays the Spurs outside Austin and San Antonio. I can't do it. I've been a basketball fan growing up my whole life, but I haven't gone to the games in many years because it's just such propaganda. He makes hundreds of millions of dollars in America. China literally runs death camps for Muslims and Christians and Buddhists. And he says America sucks and America's bad. Same thing with Kaepernick, with Nike, and all of it. And it's just like, it's so obnoxious when, as I know you guys have talked about this, they said, oh, we're dealing against police brutality. Stop disrespect the flag. That was 2 years ago. Now Kaepernick says the flag's evil, get rid of it, it's bad, it's white supremacy. Why are they doing this? And more importantly, why are the big corporations pushing this? What do you guys think is really behind this?
Well, they're easy. Celebrities, actors, I mean, their knowledge about our history and what's going on in this country is very, very low. And they're being taken advantage of. Yeah, I mean, they take advantage of their fans. But Nike, they're in the pocket of China.
Yeah.
How much are they making from having their shoes made in China? It's billions.
Yeah, it's just hypocrisy, Alex.
So they cover their real slave master activity in 2020 using a black man as their cover.
Right. Exactly. I mean, look what China's done to the world.
Yeah.
That Chinese virus, you got to call it the Chinese virus.
It
comes from China, right?
Yeah.
And look what they've done to the world. At first they say, no, we got this handled. It's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have died as a result of this? This could have been perhaps kept from getting out of control if they would have let the world know what was going on.
Yeah,
but they chose to be quiet.
It's really a shame that these celebrities, they're so vocal, which, you know, I mean, everybody's got an opinion, but they really should do their research. And sometimes they just need to stay in their lane.
Yeah.
If you saw LeBron James at say, a bar or a restaurant or walking down the street, what would you say? If you had a minute to talk to him, what would you say? Hey, I would say, hey, man, be a man. Stand up for what's really going on. And the same thing with Kaepernick and all these people. You're being used to cover up real slavery in China. It's disgusting. What would you say to him?
If I saw LeBron in person, I would go up to him and say, man, hey, congratulations on a great career, but you need to shut up and dribble. Well, I mean, would they really want to have a conversation?
Yeah, because
these people don't want to have a conversation. They don't want facts.
Yeah.
They're just doing what they need to do to keep that money train coming.
Yeah,
to
protect their self-interest.
Yeah, they don't care about the United States progressing.
Yeah.
They just care about their pockets.
And
they're not dumb people. They know what's going on.
You cannot be
that stupid. They know what's going on.
That's a really good point, because I know some of the people at that level. They are just totally cold-blooded. I don't care if it's a top actor or top black, white, it doesn't matter. They have just got these managers, and they're just cold-blooded, and they stand for nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, why don't the corporations stand up for America? Because, I mean, I get that, okay, LeBron James and Kaepernick are puppets. You know, so is Bill Maher, for that matter. But what about people on top? Why do they want to get rid of America?
Greed. Yeah, simple greed. It's all about their profit margin. Yeah, it's all about money. And so a lot of these corporations have been dealt a bad hand from our own government through taxes and regulations. They've been forced to take their
jobs.
Right.
That's very astute. They've been forced under China's control.
So yeah. I think they've been dealt a bad hand, and sometimes it comes back to the roots when these things happen.
Yeah.
We need to deregulate businesses, bring down taxes. These jobs that's being sent to China, Mexico, those jobs should be here. Yeah. And the government can do something about it. All you have to do is deregulate, bring taxes down. Mm-hmm. Americans, more Americans could have more jobs. America could be better.
It's all common sense. When you guys talk to the grassroots or out there, you're super popular. Been popular for years. You guys are really popular right now. Congratulations on your exponential growth.
Thank you.
Are you seeing an awakening? Or do you believe these polls that Trump's behind?
No. I don't. But we should not become complacent. We got to keep the gas pressed down. We got to keep going.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see this country fall into the hands of another Democrat. Because these people are batshit crazy.
Yeah, and I see these things on Instagram where they're censoring so many conservatives and they give a pass to so many people on the left. Well, it looks like the LGBTQ community is actually trying to make pedophilia an actual sexual orientation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were mainline feminists were defending Ghislaine Maxwell like she was an empowered woman.
That is sick.
That was my next question. You guys brought it up. I'm going to get to that next segment, Jeffrey Epstein. But you were starting to get into it. One of the twins there. Oh, you guys just go by twins, but we should have you on. Actually, go by your full name sometime. People know who you guys are. But what do you expect to happen next if the Democrats got in?
Oh, man. No telling. I mean, I think if a Democrat got in office, I mean, there's a lot of conservative voices on social media. I mean, we're already being censored. But if a Democrat gets in office, I could see us getting heavily censored. Maybe even our channel shut down just for speaking our opinion and speaking a lot of facts. I could see that coming. They're already trying to censor the president of the United States
on Twitter.
On Twitter. So what the hell you think they're going to do to us?
Yeah.
Or you or anybody else. Look what they've done to you already. It's like,
yeah,
if that happens... Yeah. Man, God help us.
I think the next several elections is very important. We can't get complacent. We got to urge our family members, our friends to get out and vote, but make sure they vote Republican.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth. What triggered you guys a few years ago to get online?
Well, at first, when we first got online, it was just, you know, I knew people was making money. I was just trying to keep my car from being repossessed.
Yeah.
I never thought it was going to turn into this. If you'd have asked me if I'd have became a Republican or conservative,
I saw you guys years and years ago, and you were just having fun.
Yeah. We wasn't really into politics, but, you know, we're a lot older now, and man, I can't believe I'm about to be 46, but it's like, I used to be naive when I was young. I used to think voting didn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dumbest. That is just so dumb. You letting grown folks decide how you're going to live your life.
So what was the tipping point for you guys to go from just having fun and being popular to taking a real stand and doing a great job?
Obama.
Yeah.
I actually hated Obama so much, I voted for Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that's saying something, yeah.
Yeah, he took, I was listening to conservatives. I was still liberal. I got an older brother that's retired Army.
Yeah.
I came across some Ben Shapiro videos, some Larry Elder videos, and, you know, I started to listen to these people, but when Obama got in the office and he took my insurance premiums, and he damn near tripled them, and on top of that, I lost coverage.
And remember, he was saying it was going to be free at first, remember?
Yeah. All lies. All lies. You keep your doctor. All lies. Nobody calls him out for that.
I remember when Obamacare went in, I had an infection on my leg, and I went to a clinic, and there were these old ladies crying. They go, I heard it was going to go down or be free, and they said, sorry, it's an Obamacare charge. And I saw old ladies crying because that was all the money they had in the bank.
Yeah, it's sad because I got a letter in the mail 2 weeks after that went into play.
Yeah.
And they explained to me that my rates was going up. And it said at the bottom, Obamacare Act. Yeah, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
How to shoot yourself in the foot.
Tell people you're getting something free and you get it. That sounds like communism to me. Stay right there, gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big box boxes. You've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Just laid it out. The Hodge twins. This is nothing but divide and conquer. And you get the WikiLeaks, you get all the documents. The Democrats, the deep state, admit they're doing that. I mean, Communist China has millions of Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims in death camps on record. Apple gets their components made in there. It's like, oh, but Apple's liberal, so it's okay. And then all these politicians hire black activists to be their shield and call America bad. So America's busy defending itself while all these other really evil regimes are getting away with murder. And for me, that's just what this comes down to. So I'm going to ask these two very successful commentators where they think the country's going and what they think all of us can do with 108 days. Because I got to be honest with you. I mean, I wake up early in the morning, like 5, 6 in the morning, and I'm worried about it. I'm not doing enough. And then I'll be up here sometimes late at night still working, but I'm thinking, what is it I'm supposed to do? Because the more they censor me, the more I want to get the word out. But then I just love seeing as I get censored, you get censored, more people are popping up. I'm also seeing a lot of people pop up and speak out as more of us get censored. And so I feel like we're winning, but I just still feel like we should be doing more. What do you think we should all be doing right now?
Well, we could always do more, but essentially, I want to touch on something you said. They're using blacks as muscle, and they're using white people's guilt against them to divide us.
Yeah.
Going forward, we just need to be more vigilant. We need to be more proactive. Yeah. Just continue to keep grinding and hustling, doing our videos and educating our friends, family, and just tell people to share our videos.
You got to do the bare minimum. We cannot become complacent. You have to vote.
Yeah.
That's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Vote. You got to make sure your message is being heard.
And that means get registered now. That means go down and do it. That means take 10 people with you. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Got my whole family waiting, Alex.
Yeah. I mean, I think our biggest impact as far as when we came out the closet as conservative is, we've got some black people to switch over. I'm sure that we've made that impact.
Yeah.
I think our biggest impact has been with white liberals.
Yeah.
I mean, when we have our comedy shows, they show up to our shows and they tell us, you know, that we've made an impact on them.
Yeah, talk about your comedy shows. You guys do a lot of stuff. Talk about that.
Well, they all been shut down because of COVID. But hopefully here in the next 6 months or so, we can get back on the road because we really like doing our comedy. We put our comedy is a spin on politics, so it's a lot of conservative offensive jokes in there.
Hey, but I tell you what, Alex, during our comedy show and when we do a Q&A, your name comes up. I mean, we're making a huge difference every day. I know when you turn on the TV and you see what's going on, that's what they want you to see.
Yeah.
I mean, we are sleeping giant and we're going to do very good in this election. Yeah. We just need to get
I agree with you. I mean, I shake 20 hands I walk down the street by the time somebody drives by and goes, F you, Nazi. Guess what? They're never black. They're never Hispanic. It's always weird, whacked out white people. And sometimes I'll chase them down and I'll say, listen. And then they go, get away. They literally believe it. They're crazy. And I'm not trying to put down white people, but let's be honest. You go to a Black Lives Matter meeting, 95% are weird, crazy white people. And I'm not trying to bash white people, but we do have a white people problem.
Yeah.
You know what?
Green hair and purple hair,
Yeah, low IQ is a problem for all races.
Yeah, but you're right. What is it? I don't care if you want green or purple hair, but they've all got green, purple hair. Like, what does that mean?
They just want to be different, I guess.
That just means you got a low IQ, I guess, if you got pink hair.
Yeah. They're just trying to rebel against the system. They think they're doing their part by rebelling what the social construct should be when it comes to your hair color.
Yeah.
But it's like all these people, if you look at constituents on the right and constituents on the left, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
On the right, they use their minds. And they can actually debate their views.
Right.
On the left, they're like, no, this is a trick. You're trying to trick me.
Yeah, you would never see AOC. You never see her debate anybody.
Yeah. She can't even debate herself.
That's right. She said that we were making kids drink out of toilets. It's a total lie. So let's talk about that. You guys are really on AOC's case, which you should be. I mean, what do you make of her being the model of the new Democratic Party?
That's pretty scary. It's amazing that you go to a Twitter and see how hot her Twitter's doing. It's like, it's that many people in this country that are just lost?
Just blind followers. I mean, anybody with common sense and just a rational mind should be able to sit down and go through her tweets and do some research. Half the things that come in her mouth is just either false or just plain out lies.
Yeah.
She rationalized, you can give AOC anything. And she can rationalize it and make it bad. Anything.
Remember when she said cauliflower is racist because it's white?
I can't keep up with her, Alex. She briefly wants to defund the police. I mean, she wants to...
Yeah, let's talk about that. Because, I mean, look, the police, nothing's perfect. Government has problems. We're all flawed. But that's the lowest level of government. Get rid of the police. Can you imagine what that would look like?
To her, it's going to make everywhere the suburbs. I mean, look, we live in a civil society because of law and order. The cops are there to enforce law and order. If you take away the cops, if you take away law and order, you now have a barbaric society.
Yeah.
And besides, Alex, you take away cops, what does a court system look like without police officers?
Yeah, what the hell you need judges?
Well, no, exactly. The whole system breaks down if you do that, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, you get rid of the police, you don't need judges, you don't need prisons, ain't nobody getting arrested.
Yeah, you don't need to have a driver's license, you don't need registration,
you don't need a DMV, you don't need...
Well, this is the left's counter to Trump trying to get nonviolence out of prison. They go, oh, we'll do one better, we'll just get rid of it entirely.
Yeah, and it's crazy, they just want to give it to education, which, I mean, we should give more money to our education, but we need to use common sense. There's funds... We need funds for everything in our society. You just can't do away with the cops because of two or three bad apples.
Yeah.
I mean, there's bad teachers out there. You're going to defund high schools and colleges?
Yeah.
I mean, doctors are killing people every day. Are we going to start banning hospitals?
That's the best point I've seen. Number one cause of death isn't cancer, heart attacks. It's medical mistakes because it's hard to do and people have problems and it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, do we blame all doctors when a doctor cuts the wrong leg off?
Yeah, it's just insane. It's just cancel culture is just horrible.
But I haven't heard anybody make that point. Maybe I've been hiding out under a rock, but exactly. If we blame one cop and then blame all the cops, then what about doctors and nurses? They make mistakes way more than cops.
Hell yeah. They're killing people far more than that COVID is.
That's right.
Chinese.
That's right. Well, keep laying it on me then. What do you think Trump should do right now? I had a caller yesterday that was genius. He said we should make the credit scores all go back to, say, January of this year before the COVID hysteria. That's what's really hurt people is their credit scores going down. Trump could say everybody's credit scores go back to what they were in January. That'd be a big move for everybody.
Oh, they'll still find a way to say this is racist. I mean, I have never heard somebody on the left say something good about Trump. He can do no right. It's nothing this man can do for these irrational people on the left. I mean, that's why we need to galvanize everybody on the right, the independents, because the left is insane. Yeah, everything this man has done since he's been in office, which I want to keep in mind, they impeached him for practically breathing. I mean, AOC says the most craziest things. I mean, if you can impeach Trump for breathing, we should be able to impeach AOC for being stupid.
What about Ilhan Omar? She's even worse.
Oh, man. And come to think of, Alex, we rescued this lady from our country. She could be dead right now. Yeah. We allowed her to come to this country as an immigrant. She's a citizen.
She got saved 2 years before by the military when one tribe was about to kill her. And then she says our military are massacres and bad. When they literally saved her, she hates them.
She hates America. She has an agenda. She knows this country is not as bad. It's just they hate what this country represents, Western civilization. They want to rip it all down and make this country what they think.
Well, that's it. They want authority over it. And so that's what Soros pays them to do. Well, let's come back and talk about your wish list, because I know Trump listens to you and to us, what you think Trump should do with 108 days out and what we should all do. Straight ahead, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Follow the Odds Twins today. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
OfficialHodgeTwins.com. I know they sell merchandise. All you should really support them and spread the word, because that is a great circle of stars in 1776. That's right up my alley, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we had a similar design back with MadeIn1776.com. That's what it's all about, is rediscovering who we are, because the globalists hate America because it threatens them. America didn't start out perfect. We're not perfect now, but the idea was beautiful, and the world fell in love with it. And that's what it's about, so they're attacking it. Gentlemen, I just want to salute your success and the great work you're doing, and the fact that you went from being successful comedians to seeing the threat to freedom and started speaking out. And I noticed as they attacked you more and more, you've gotten more hardcore, so it's just awesome. A few minutes each of you just about where you see this going, what you think Trump should do, other points you'd like to make.
I think Trump should just keep his foot down on the gas, keep doing what he's doing. Don't let the mob change the views they want this country, the direction they want this country to go. Mm-hmm. Because Trump has redefined what it is, what a president should do.
Right.
Like Obama, he just said whatever made people feel good. No, Trump's not going to do it. He's going to tell you what you need to hear.
He's leading.
Right.
He's being a leader.
being a leader is telling people what they need to hear, not making them feel good about a situation. You need to hear the truth.
Yeah.
And that's telling people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. I think as far as Trump, I think he's doing a great job under the circumstances. I mean, House of Representatives and all these batshit crazy liberals, an excellent job. I really like to see our local governments and our cities start to enforce to stop these riots, because they keep saying that these people are peaceful protests. I think we should get the National Guard, because this stuff has to stop. Seeing people getting attacked for just simply being white or being a Trump supporter. I mean, these people are not...
Or just randomly they block people on roads and start shooting people. And they do it in the name of black lives. They're mainly white. I'm not saying that because you guys are, you know, whatever. I mean, it's real. It's white people in the name of black people shooting people in the head at a checkpoint.
Yeah, white guilt.
Imagine if the cops set up a checkpoint and randomly shot somebody in the head. The whole town would burn. But when white people in the name of BLM do it, oh, it's good. And have you seen the mug shots of these white people whenever they get arrested shooting somebody? They just look all happy like they just did a great thing. What the hell is wrong with these people?
These people are mentally sick. A lot of them are, you can tell when you look at somebody, they're not all there. They're experiencing some type of mental breakdown, or they're just not mentally well. Yeah, see, the Democrats are, like, very good at focusing on the demographic in this country that's doesn't have a lot going for them.
Yeah, the vulnerable.
Yeah, the vulnerable. They may not be the brightest. They may not be as successful as most Americans. And they're young, and they take advantage of that, and they exploit it.
Exactly. And so it's up to us to reach out and give leadership, just like gangs get young kids because the dad isn't at home. We need to reach out to these young people, so the gangs don't get them. Same thing. Let's go back. This is two nights ago. Federal courthouse, they're trying with a hatchet and a hammer to break in, and then the feds come out, and the media calls this police brutality. I'm sorry. You're breaking in my house trying to hit me with a hammer? You're going to get killed. I'm surprised the feds didn't kill them. They're beating the fed in the head with a hammer. These people are crazy. I mean, you talk about trying to go in a federal courthouse with a club and a hatchet? I mean, how have they gotten these people so wound up?
Yeah, and they show a lot of restraint. Those people deserved a bullet in between their head.
Back it up. Did you see him swing the hatchet or whatever it is at the fed's head?
A hammer? An axe? That is a dangerous weapon, and they didn't even shoot him. They used pepper spray, and they still say that's police brutality when they're trying to break into a building.
All over the media, it's, secret police arrest people, peaceful protesters, trying to break in a building with a club or a hatchet. I mean, my God, you're right. Let me tell you, you come to my house, I'm telling them right now, come to my house with a weapon, you're dead. I'm not like the feds, you're dead.
Yeah, they want to hold these cops to this high level. How about hold yourself accountable? If we hold ourselves individually accountable, you wouldn't even need cops.
Right.
You wouldn't even need them.
But well, how crazy are they to try to break in a federal building and then try to hit a guy in camo and riot gear in the head with a club?
You know why, Alex? Because only Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's why.
That's what they're pushing.
Wow, they're crazy. Where do you think this is going to go, guys?
Well, I mean, they get a lot of momentum on the left, so they think. But I think on the right, they've woken us sleeping giant.
Yeah.
It's going to come to a head real soon.
Yeah.
I think this election is going to come to a head. Yeah. They've stepped on that lion's tail, man. We're waking up. The country is waking up. You're not going to see that shown on the TV, on the news, but people are waking up.
And I know a lot of people in our government, they're walking on a fine line right now because it's election time. But I'm telling you, once some of these things get resolved and we have our president and he's been, you know, he's reunited as our president in our White House, watch what's going to happen to these people. It's going to be a totally different story.
Well, I just want to see George Soros perp walking, not for personal reasons, even though he's attacked me and done a lot of stuff. He's a bad guy. And Hillary and all of them, and Obama, they just have gotten away with so much. They tried to put our president in prison.
Yeah, George Soros, man, this guy is filthy rich. Imagine the good he could do with the world.
He was a Nazi collaborator. We let him move here. And then why is he so against America? What's his problem?
I have no idea why anybody could hate America. I mean, when I've traveled all over the world, the UK, Australia, Everybody talks about us. Everybody envies us.
Yeah.
And everything we do, you go overseas, all you see is American businesses, our cars, our jobs, everything. Yeah. They all, that news is based around what's going on in America.
Yeah.
But they want to say that we're bad.
Yeah, they want to try to paint this lie that the world sees America different now. No, they don't.
And they don't want white Americans, pink Americans, brown Americans, black Americans to feel like we're all together and you've got a birthright. I've got a birthright. You've got a birthright. They're trying to steal that birthright. And it's time to say, you don't tell me who I am. You don't tell me what I stand for. You don't tell me I can't love this country. I am this country.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We all Americans. Not African American, not Irish American, European. We all Americans. Until people wake up and see that, we still going to have to deal with these crazy people on the left and mainstream media.
Well, they want to take our power away. Hodge Twins, we love you. We appreciate you. You're doing a great job. Everybody should go to your site, get your T-shirts. And thank you so much for what you're doing, your courage.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having us, brother.
Thank you, gentlemen. True brothers right there in God and freedom. It's just amazing. All right, here's the deal. Dr. Nick Begich is awesome. He always loves you the fourth hour. He's under the weather today. Just let us know. And so I'm going to host fourth hour. My son, Rex Jones, who is almost 18, and he's up here working with us. He went out and shot some of this crazy, crazy New World Order stuff here in Austin with the Black Lives Matter that's almost all white people. You're going to see the video. A bunch of actually crazy, angry white women. There's one black lady, I guess. And Rex has launched this new site called Dr. Silence. It explains what that means. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of other stuff's going on. I haven't had time to get into it. There's not time to properly announce all this here, so I don't even know if I should. I have all these products here in front of me because they're new products. And my dad, about a year ago, said, how can I help with all the attacks we're under, everything else? And I said, Dad, you know, with the deplatforming and everything, I just feel like I should probably move InfoWars to shut it down in a few years. And I should just work for somebody else. And just let people have their own operation and everything so that I could just go forward. And he said, well, let's get that started. Well, a couple months ago, the products came in. And so they're really good products. We've tested them. We love them. They're amazing. And I haven't had time to get into them yet. But drjonesnaturals.com is the website. Maybe we'll create a lower third for that. That's Dr. Jones Naturals, one word. drjonesnaturals.com. You can find all 12 products there. We have 8 of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't want to undermine any of our products because they're all really, really good. But we have Soreless. We have Rocket Rest. We have Primal Youth. We have Cabachill. They have Cabachill Extra Strength. We have Top Brain. And that's just some of the products that are there on the new site. And believe me, the ingredients in these are super strong, high quality, and low price. These are designed to be very, very affordable. And this is not my company, but it's my dad. So, you know, we're under a lot of attack, a lot of people trying to shut us down. But you cut a starfish up, it just grows more starfish. So that's what's going on. So be sure and check out Dr. Jones Naturals. .com and get it shipped right to your door. New big fancy shopping cart, everything else. We're also selling all these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And next week we'll have the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.